Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, how are you? What's going on?
Wow, not much. Just been working hard, taking care of patients, and just really like the rest of the nation, trying to see what's going on with this new variant that's here with COVID.
All right, Dr. Hall is a Nobel Prize nominated doctor, and he is really doing some great things. Check him out. And we're going to talk a little bit about, on another episode, his new business venture to help people treat people that really are not getting treated for this virus. Now, what's going on with COVID? You want to talk numbers now, especially with Omicron. So tell us.
Exactly. Now, the thing is, Omicron, certainly it's just this new virus. We have some numbers there. But the fact is, Neil, is that really there are a lot of numbers out there on the internet. There are people who are collecting statistics, the CDC. We've got Johns Hopkins University. They keep track of COVID. You've got the World Health Organization. They also keep track of COVID so far as percent of populations that are vaccinated and unvaccinated in countries around the world. So those are a lot of numbers. And so statisticians and people who deal with numbers can now take these numbers and see if they make sense. And so I want to talk just a little bit about some of the numbers I've looked at and how some of these numbers really do not make sense. And so the first thing I'll talk about is just what's called the percent of vaccinated with two doses, fully vaccinated in each state in America, and how that correlates to what's called the death rate per 100,000 people in that state. And what you find is not a very good correlation. In other words, here's an example. Looking at the state of Alabama, what you find is that fully vaccinated with two doses, okay, of an mRNA vaccine, you'll find that it's 46% to 50% of Alabama's population is what's called fully vaccinated. But if you look at their death rate, that would be how many people die per 100,000. They look at that's their daily death rate. That fraction for Alabama is something like 0.17, okay? The actual number is 0.12, okay? Now, if you look at a state that's more vaccinated, and we looked at a state maybe like Vermont, okay, where you have 70% of the population, two doses, fully vaccinated, you'll find that, and what we would expect is we would think that the actual death per 100,000 would be lower, okay? Well, no, that's not what you find. You find that actually the death rate is actually higher. And that state has a death rate of something like 0.41 or even higher. And so if you look at each state in America, you'll see there is no consistent trend where we think we would find the death rate would be lower, okay, because if you have a higher vaccinated population, then we theoretically would think that the virus could not be transmitted. Okay. So therefore, the death rate, you know, the virus can't be transmitted to person to person, which will cause that person to die. So death rate should be lower. We're not finding that. Okay. Now that's statistic number one that I thought was very, 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 very interesting. The second one is, again, you can look at it from a mathematical standpoint, okay? And so let me explain how this what I'm trying to say. Any questions at this point or no?
Not at all. It's just basically what you're saying is that more vaccinated states have more death rates of COVID than the ones that are less vaccinated.
Yes. Now, I mean, that's very, you know, we wouldn't expect that. So now, the other thing is what we found is that, and they say this every day in the public, so, I mean, I'll just state it as they state it. Last year, okay, we had the country was less vaccinated, correct? And we had what? A certain death rate, maybe 350,000 people who died maybe last year, okay? I think it's more like 320,000, okay? So this year, the country is more vaccinated, but the death rate this year is even higher. It's something like 350,000, okay? So if you put that on a graph, okay, just we know about these Cartesian graphs we all learned through high school of the Y on the vertical axis, and on the horizontal axis, you look, put an X, okay? And say on the X axis, we put number of people vaccinated on the X axis, right? And then on the Y axis, we would put something like, number of COVID cases you could put, or you could even put the death rate, okay? or you can put how many people catch COVID, or you can put death rate, either one, okay? And then what you would find is that as the vaccination rate increased, the death rate also increased. So there's a one-to-one relationship, or the equation would be what? Y equals X would be a one-to-one relationship, okay? So just think of more, not so much about the death rate, think of more just as number of cases of COVID. What we find is that as the number of people who have been vaccinated increase, fully vaccinated, the number of COVID cases has increased. It's very, very, you know, we would think what? We would think the number of COVID cases actually what would right. decrease, right? As the number of people vaccinated increased, okay? Now, that relationship would be what? It'd be an inverse relationship. Y equals what? 1 over X. That's an inverse relationship, okay? So that's what we would expect as the country became vaccinated, then less people should catch COVID, less people should die of COVID, but we're not finding that. We're finding that as the percent of the population vaccination increases, the number of cases have increased and the death rate has increased. So again, a graph relationship, we've got what we would expect is a, what we would expect is an inverse relationship, right? Y equals 1 over X, okay?
Right.
But that's not what we have. In real life, what we have is Y equals X, a linear relationship, okay? That's not the that is not the actual stunning thing about this. The stunning thing is it's even worse. Listen to this. And this is something that maybe is maybe a little bit higher math. I don't know, but there's a way you can differentiate that. In other words, if we look at the rate of change, okay, of and that's basically what I would describe as dy dx. Or delta y over delta x is the rate of change. If you look at that, that's a differential, okay? If you differentiate dy dx for what? Y equals x, the answer is 1. So that's a constant change of rate. In other words, it's not going to change. In other words, the graph y equals x, differentiate it, dy dx equals 1 is what it'll come out to, okay? Applying math to it. That means you'll have a constant rate of increase of death in a positive cases as the more people are vaccinated. It does not change. Now, what we would have expected was what? Y equals 1 over X, so inverse relationship. Well, it turns out if you differentiate that expression, you end up getting dy dx or delta y over delta X. What it comes out to be is minus 1 divided by X squared, okay? So applying the math through it, it's minus 1 divided by X squared. And so what that is, again, that's the rate of change. So that's what we would have expected, which, and what that tells us is this. As we vaccinate people, what we should expect is a dramatic increase in the death rate and a dramatic increase in the number of people who have positive COVID tests, who have COVID. And so we're not finding that. So the difference between those expressions, dy dx equaling 1 and dy dx equaling minus 1 over x squared is huge. That lets you know that the vaccine has a problem. So, and I think that's because of transmission. That people who actually have been vaccinated can transmit it. And therefore, you see that the math doesn't make sense at all. Math makes no sense.
Yeah.
So that's very stunning.
It is. So what they're telling people like you as a doctor on, and especially Fauci and President Biden are calling doctors like you conspiracy doctors. And that what you're bringing up is not true and that the vaccine's the best answer.
Right. That's what they're saying. But math doesn't lie. If you look at the math, if we are having a greater percent of our population vaccinated, right, then why is the death rate this year higher than it was last year?
That's
why have more people died this year from COVID, okay, in a population that's highly vaccinated with the COVID vaccine? With boosters, why have more people died this year than last year? Let's ask ourselves as citizens, as logical people, does that make sense? No. And then I applied calculus to those terms, okay? Y equals X is an equation. Y equals 1 over X is an equation. If you apply calculus to those mathematical equations, in other words, Y equals X, dy dx equals 1 is what it comes out to. And differentiate that other term, y equals 1 over x, dy dx will come out to equal minus 1 divided by x squared. where X is the number of people vaccinated, okay, and Y is the death rate or how many cases of COVID we get in America. And then what you'll see is that we don't have the ideal situation to what we expect, which is Y equals 1 over X. In other words, there should be an inverse relationship. As we vaccinate more of our population, then the number of people with COVID and the death rate should come down, okay? We're not finding that, okay? And you won't find anywhere where the CDC, the NIH, or Dr. Fauci will put these mathematical facts in front of TV and show you that we're vaccinating more people, so therefore we have less deaths this year. They won't do it because it doesn't exist, and it tells you that the vaccine is not working. So, and the other thing is, now this is a little more, one other fact I can say is this. Let's talk about the new coronavirus, the actual new strain of the coronavirus, okay? The Omicron variant. Think about it like this. It doesn't make any sense. The Omicron variant in South Africa, right? It turns out that South Africa is 29% vaccinated, okay? It's 71% non-vaccinated, okay? They found 4 cases in South Africa, and the 4 cases of the new strain or variant, the Omicron, were in all vaccinated people. Wait a minute, how is that so when only 29% of the population is vaccinated? In other words, statistically thinking, 71% of the population in South Africa is not vaccinated. So you expect that some of those Omicrons you would find in the unvaccinated. That's not what they're finding. And so what that tells you is that the vaccine is resistant to the Omicron variant. And not only that, the vaccine selects for the Omicron virus. In other words, the Omicron virus selects for the vaccinated host. So it selects for the vaccinated host and is also resistant. This is why countries went to what? Shutting down airports, closing their borders to other citizens coming from South Africa or from India. This is why they've done that. This is why there's lockdowns now in Europe, all over Europe, because of this, because the mutations on the spike protein of the Omicron virus, there are 30 plus mutations on that spike protein. The studies that were done out of Hong Kong said that once there were 20 mutations on that spike protein, then they knew there would be a problem and there'd be a lot of resistance. They knew the vaccine would work at 20. Well, there's 50 total. There's 34 on the spike protein, and so it's bearing out in what we're seeing. Even now in the United States, the first person in the United States who was positive for the Omicron virus, guess what, was a vaccinated patient. And so almost all patients now that they're reporting early on are vaccinated, okay? So what this tells you is that the Omicron strain is resistant to the vaccine, and not only that, the Omicron strain selects for the vaccinated host. Wow. So this is very, very worrisome. And this is why the whole world has kind of went on closing their borders to flights. So
do you think there's going to be shutdowns of the countries?
Well, they've already started lockdowns in Europe. You know, they've already started obviously stopping people from flying from one airport in one country to another. Those are already done. That's already happening. Particularly from South Africa and other parts of Africa. They're not letting people come into other countries, and they've already shut down borders, and there are lockdowns in other countries. I do not think that the lockdowns will come to the United States. I'm hoping that the actual infectious sequela of this new virus stay in what people are saying are mild. But we know already that there are people over in other countries who are in the ICU who have the Omicron variant. They've been put in the ICU in other countries. So we know that at some point, we know that the Omicron variant is going to, we know it's going to cause death. We just don't know how much.
All right. We'll find all those things out. So appreciate it, Dr. Christopher. It's very interesting, Dr. Hall, what's happening with the mathematics and how they're going after doctors like yourself and other doctors that are on my network, the Neil Haley Show, because they're speaking out. They're considering conspiracy doctors and we will see what happens next. But the numbers don't lie. So it's too bad someone like you cannot go debate Dr. Fauci, or somebody comes in. Maybe Senator Paul needs to start debating these numbers moving forward with Fauci, like what you're bringing up.
Exactly. Exactly. The interesting thing is that most doctors like myself are fully vaccinated with all our childhood vaccines from age 1 to age 18. We received all of them. And so, yeah, it's funny that they would even use those terms.
All right, guys. That was the Dr. Christopher Hall Show, guys. Take care.